on the cloud.
Okay, you're right. I see.
Maybe you're somewhere here.
Hello?
Yeah.
All right.
No, it was on yellow.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah.
Good.
All right. All right. Hi, I'm Amy. I'm here to talk about ABI stability in the Linux kernel, how stable it is, and how stable it could be. I work at ChainGuard as a software engineer. ChainGuard is a software supply chain company, so we build a lot of open source software, including the Linux kernel. For some of those builds, we want to reuse pre-compiled object files from another kernel build. And when you do this, you quickly run into problems with the kernel's ABI. So a lot of this talk is from that perspective of trying to reuse these objects and work around the instability that there is as much as possible. So this is what I'll cover. We'll talk about exactly what we're reusing. We'll talk about the issues that one encounters when reusing the objects, how breakages start to appear, and then how we could work around them, and how the kernel could prevent some of these issues in the first place. So what I say when I mean object reuse is that I've compiled something.o during a kernel build at some point, and I keep it around somewhere. Then at some point in a future kernel build, which might be a different kernel config or a different version, I pull something.o into my new source tree, and I relink it into VM Linux without recompiling it. This is kind of hacky. Why would you do this? For ChainGuard, it is FIPS. If you are familiar, you might be familiar with FIPS. If you're not, it's a series of standards for processing government data and doing cryptographic operations on them. If you want to comply with FIPS, you need certain things such as crypto modules and entropy sources to be certified. And that certification can only be applied to a binary,